Water Night is this Thursday, the 21st, and during this National Water Week, people are being asked not to leave taps running, forgo the shower, and just use the equivalent of one bucket of water from midday to midnight. Costa Georgiadis is with us from the ABC's Gardening Australia program and is one of the Water Night ambassadors. Costa, Australians send water down the drain 68 minutes a day on average, and this equates to 635 billion minutes a year. It sounds like a lot.
Look, it is a lot when you think about it in terms of our country and the available water that we have. And we tend to treat it as though it's something that, yep, I turn the tap on, it's my privilege, it's my right. I live here and everywhere I go, there should be a tap for my convenience. And look, that's fine. You know, our parents and our grandparents and generations before us have worked hard to create the comforts that we live with. But when it comes to water, as population increases, water supply isn't increasing. So we need to become more conscious and look at our habits and start to address the bad habits that exist.
It's for 12 hours, really, isn't it? Just from midday to midnight.
That's right.
And so we're being asked to not leave our taps running, don't have a shower, and just use one bucket of water. Is that about it?
Yeah. Look, like anything, when you think about it, any days of celebration, I mean, this week is also National Bird Week. There's all sorts of different days where we go, oh, let's celebrate this, let's celebrate that. The idea of Water Night, and this is why I jumped on as an ambassador as soon as they asked me, because I could see how valuable a thing and how simple the concept is that, okay, for 12 hours, you're not allowed to turn the tap on. Of course, let's just clear up the technical stuff. For cleanliness around COVID and all of that, yes, you can wash your hands and so on. But the idea is every time you go to the tap, you need to log it and say, oh, I want to go there. Oh, I wanna turn the tap on to empty that, rinse that cup. I wanna wash that plate. I wanna go out and hose. I just wanna get a glass of water. Oh, I just wanna rinse this. We go to it mindlessly. We don't think about it. It's become so embedded in our day to day. So what strikes me about this is it's simple. For 12 hours, you gotta exercise some discipline. But collect the data. That's the thing I really urge people to do. Every time you think, oh, I'll just go to the tap, write it down and see how many times you go. And then ask yourself when you went there, why did I go and did I really need to do it? And then we can start to talk about simple habit changes. Like Water Night's just this Thursday, but we should be thinking in these terms for every day.
And look, with country people, this is a way of life if they've been on tank water, because they go out and they tap their tanks and they go, oh, I've only got half a tank here and, you know, I can't see any clouds on the horizon. Better be a bit careful. But, of course, in the city, it's a matter of changing the way people think about it and then changing their behaviour, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's that behaviour. I mean, we've learned that behaviour. We grew up with it. Our parents taught us this. Our grandparents taught us this. And the country example you brought up is so perfectly appropriate, because if you think about a moment when the tap hasn't been on because the plumber's come to fix something and people are like, oh, well, I've got to go. I've got to have a shower. Like, don't you realise? Like, I'm important. Let me have my shower. The world can't stop. Hang on, how did the tap stop? So this is what I like about it. It creates a bit of a disturbance. It creates some discomfort. And people living on the land have known that discomfort, because when the rain doesn't come, they don't have water. And this opportunity to just be pushed a little bit out of our comfort zone, think about water in a new light, adapt and adjust. And I suppose that's what Thursday's about, just giving people a nudge and saying, here, try this. Just try and go without it and see how important water is to your life.
Silver Logie Award winner Costa Georgiadis from Gardening Australia with me there. And he's an ambassador for Water Night, which is on this Thursday, the 21st of October. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire, all around Australia on the Community Radio Network.